And joining us in studio this morning is the mayor of Idaho Falls, Lisa Burtenshaw. And Mayor Burtenshaw, I was thinking, I wonder how bad you wish you were in the midst of a heated political campaign right now. Are you a little twitchy watching all this happen?
Yeah, it's rough. It is. It's just rough to be a candidate.
Yeah, she probably is one of the few people who can actually feel the pain that they're going through.
More than
Yeah, you're like, I know how that feels, but you're probably glad that's in the rearview mirror.
It is.
So, yeah. Well, let's talk about why you're here. You want to talk about the Idaho National Lab today? So.
Yeah, I'm really excited because the governor's task force will be in town this week. And I think that sometimes we think about INL, especially if you've lived here for a long time, it's like, oh, the INL is cleanup. And the INL is in a nuclear renaissance. Mm-hmm. That's how I would describe it. And so there are, you know, a lot of fabulous projects happening out at the INL. And so the task force is coming into town as we keep talking about nuclear life cycle and all of the new technology that's coming about and the small modular reactors. So I'm just super excited for people who live in Idaho Falls or have lived in Idaho Falls to really start catching that we're back in like where we were 60 years ago. Like Idaho Falls is leading in nuclear energy for the world.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, and go ahead, Jim.
I was going to say, when the task force comes, is there a way that the community can be involved or watch what's happening or get updates on the task force so that they feel like they understand what the INL is doing?
So, yeah, that is actually the committee that I am on, is the public outreach committee, so that we can really start helping our local communities get to understand what is happening out there. Tours, we're going to bring, you know, there'll be a roadshow that we'll basically be taking through local communities so that there's an understanding of how important this work is for our economy. Our economy is driven by this.
One of the things that I wanted to ask you about, because obviously nuclear is going to have to be part of our future. When you look at the increase in energy that is going to be required for data centers and just population growth and everything else, we've already seen not too far away, northern Utah, the fight over a data center there. Pocatello is now having that discussion at the old Hoku plant. Is there a data center in the future for the Arco Desert outside of Idaho Falls? Is there anything that you can tell us along those lines? Because obviously, that site has to be on somebody's radar as a potential, because there will be energy capability with the nuclear reactors, and also it's just lots of open land too.
Yeah, I don't know anything specific to kind of come with an announcement, but this is the first time that there actually will be commercial nuclear out on the desert. Before, it's always just been test.
Yeah.
INL with DOE wasn't going to compete in the market, but now that we can actually do siting out on the INL and use a DOE permit, and then they have to transfer to NRF. I know that's kind of, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission.
Yeah.
So, you know, eventually, now there will be commercial out there. It would make sense that other will come, but we're not there yet.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you also joined us today to talk about the coordination of the projects for the roads. We had some difficulties with that in the past years where it felt like all the east-west roads were closed off.
Yes.
So give us an update on that.
Okay, so this is tonight at 6:30 at the Bonneville County Elections Office. They're closed right now because, you know, you can't early vote today. So it's tonight. Bonneville County, Ammon, and Idaho Falls are rolling out all of our projects. We've already coordinated them so that every corridor isn't shut down. Bonneville County and Ammon have some projects. Idaho Falls and Bonneville County have projects, and we've put them onto one map so that you can kind of see when different corridors will be shut down. And we've said we're going to put all of the road projects that actually have road closures associated with them so that we've coordinated. And we want the public to know, and we've invited the media so it can all be out there.
Okay, so the public is welcome tonight.
Public
what time
is welcome.
What time is it?
6:30 at the Bonneville County Elections Office upstairs.
Okay.
Okay. Any really quick highlights of the big projects coming up?
For Idaho Falls, it's Boulevard.
Okay.
Boulevard after the 4th of July. We'll get a roundabout at D Street. There will be an intersection on 49th South at Holmes and 49th South. That one's going to come. And then for Bonneville County and Ammon out on 49th North, that's a big project for them. And, you know, we continue to do Crowley Road, Ammon-Lincoln Road. Yeah. All of those will have, you know, like coat seals and overlays.
Okay. Well, Mayor, we appreciate you coming in on a busy day like today.
Be sure to watch the road update. We really are coordinating.
Yeah.
When you, I'm sorry, we were ready to close, but when you drop that information tonight, why don't you give everybody the website where they can find that?
Yes, that's all part of it. So I'll be sure to get that.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, everyone.
All right, Mayor Lisa Burtenshaw, 7:38 on News Talk 107.9. Coming up.